Reliable Dude is chasing hard on the outside. Running Cloud about a half length. Reliable Dude, then Mozzie Monster, Jaffa Stock, still Running Cloud. 100 metres to go. Three quarters, Reliable Dude. Running Cloud, Lockie Neindorf, terrific ride. Won it from Reliable Dude. Volatore third, then Jaffa Stock, Mozzie Monster succeed indeed.
Nathan Dunn, he's done a great job. Once again, he's back in the winners list on a Saturday meeting at Caulfield. Dunny, how long has it been since you were back in the winner's circle in a Metro meeting?
Yeah, it's been quite a while. As a rider, I won on my first ride at Moonee Valley. My first city ride was a winner, but yeah, as a trainer, it's taken quite a while.
Is it 5 years between drinks?
Yeah. My first winner was Bedrucho 2017 May Carnival. 90s in the 20s on course. But yeah, it's been a while, taking a while to build momentum and, just get some nice horses in the stable that are capable of measuring up in town.
90s into 20s. So was that stable inspired?
He was untried on wet ground, but he was by Henry the Navigator and, I was dropping him back in distance and it was the four-year-old Nut Maiden over 1700 on the second day of the carnival. And, we just felt that he might appreciate the wet ground. And his form was quite good and dropping back in distance was going to suit and he was rock-hard fit. Yeah, he hit the line hard and knocked off one of Weary's.
Well, you got the cash that day. Did you take the 31s Running Cloud on Saturday?
I didn't. I own him, so it was a big enough result for me anyway.
Oh, that's outstanding. Were you expecting a performance like that? Because he's been in ripping form.
I thought he warranted a crack at him, being a three-year-old, and it was a three-year-old handicap. His start before at Pakenham, albeit on the synthetic, his sectionals were good, and he broke the track record. And he's a mile specialist, and I was rock-hard fit. And after assessing the race, I just thought some of them were a little bit suspect and dipping their toe at the mile, and we were a distance specialist, and 10 days between runs, so we were rock-hard fit. He'd actually had three runs within 30 days. It was his third run, 10-day backups. And I just said to Lockie, just take the race by the scruff of the neck, and we'll go down swinging.
It was a beautiful ride.
It was awesome.
He's a jockey of some talent, Lockie Neindorf. Was that exactly what your instruction was, the way you pulled it off?
Ideally, I wanted to be outside the leader, but he started to toss his head a little bit. I wasn't sure he was good enough to lead the whole way. I said, I don't really want to lead. Yes, we're a distance specialist. Yes, we're rock hard fit, but he still doesn't really quite know how to savage the line. He kind of waits for him to come to him, and then he surges again. So keeping that in mind, I just would have liked a bunny for him, but just sitting outside the leader, he tossed his head a little bit. So he elected to roll forward, put him to sleep and got a couple of cheap sectionals and then they come up outside him and he just come up underneath him and, almost ran 35 his last 600.
How big a win for you, Nath, is that on Saturday, a Saturday Metro win?
Oh, it's awesome. Predominantly everybody thinks of me as a breaker and a pre-trainer. And I'm making that transition to a trainer. It's just a horse that can fly the flag for me and hopefully introduce some more clients into the stable and some nicer horses.
Did you buy him?
I didn't, no. Originally he was purchased to go to China, but then when COVID hit, he wasn't able to be exported. And then the owner, because he couldn't take him over to China and race him, decided to sell him. So I really liked the horse, so we purchased the horse from the owner, and the rest is history.
How many have you got in the stable now, Nath?
I've probably got about 10 racehorses. I'm working 60, but the majority of them are Yulongs, breakers and pre-trainers and your Mick Prices and EZR Racing. Got quite a lot of horses to work, but as far as racehorses are concerned, about 10 and probably half a dozen of them are two-year-olds just starting to go through the system now, having jump outs and just learning their craft. So as far as taking horses to the races, I've got two in work.
So for a trainer like yourself, you're trying to bridge or make the move across from a pre-trainer and a breaker. How tough is it in this current climate and market to get a decent team assembled and some owners behind you?
Yeah, it's very tough. It's easy to get the backward, bent-legged, immature, homebred horses and try and cut your teeth with them. But you're trying to win with those horses that probably no trainer could win with. So your strike rate isn't fantastic, you know. And then the nice colts that do get sent to you to be broken in and pre-trained, you prepare them as best you can and send them to other people and they get to bear the fruit.
Mm.
It was nice to take a horse to the races and actually bear the fruit myself.
Can you actually afford to put the hand up at any sales?
I do with ready-to-run horses. I buy horses on at the ready-to-runs as yearlings and prepare them for the breeze-up sales. And, you know, I try and move them on at the breeze-up sales. And if I can't, I do buy the style of horse that I do like, and it's clean x-rays and clean scope. And if I do get caught holding the baby as such, I'm able to syndicate it out. And it's already educated up too, which is quite easy to syndicate. But, as far as puffing my chest out at yearling sales and buying one on spec and trying to sell it to clients, it's a little bit difficult. My client base isn't as big as I'd like it to be at the moment.
What about a couple of jumpers? You've won a grand annual. Would you like to have a grand annual runner?
Oh, I'd love one, yeah. I have one horse this year. He just aggravated a tendon. There's no lesion in it, but it just started to get a little bit active on me, so I had to back off. I was aiming him towards the May Carnival. Be awesome to train a grand annual horse and be lucky enough to win it would be awesome.
What do you make of the finish this year?
Oh, it was brilliant to watch. And I wish I could have been in the same position as Shane Jackson and just said, oh, yeah, why not? I'll go around for a spin.
It's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bloody oath. But in saying that, wasn't long ago I managed to win a Grand National hurdle on crutches because, believe it or not, the horse Running Cloud actually broke my leg June the 3rd last year.
Oh, really?
He kicked me and snapped it in four places. And it was while I was on those crutches I found out that we won the Grand National via default on Desert Master. So I was probably the only jump jockey to win a Grand National without a jockey licence and on crutches.
Very good. I like it. Well done, Dunny. Congratulations. When do we see Running Cloud again?
I'm not sure. I'm entertaining the thought of the Queensland Derby, being a three-year-old. I haven't tried him over the mile yet. I'm not sure. I might just go back to another three-year-old handicap at Caulfield or Flemington. It's nice to have a horse in the stable. I've always been playing around with maiden, benchmark 58 and benchmark 64 horses. So always sticking to the left page of the calendar, and it might be nice to actually be able to dip my toe into the right page of the calendar.
Well, you've done a brilliant job with him. He's won 4 from 10 now, and dreams are what it's all about. So Queensland Derby campaign would sound pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any owners to please, apart from my wife. It's in her name. So, may as well entertain the thought and consider having a throw at the stumps. But, it'd be pretty hard to knock off Explosive Jack of Kieran. He's done a wonderful job with that horse, being a three-year-old, and he's probably travelled as many miles as his truck has.
Yeah.
And he just keeps building and progressing, and, he's awesome.
Well, Nath, you've got to be in it to win it. Well done again. It's been a long time between drinks, but I don't think you'll have to wait another 5 years when you've got a horse like Running Cloud in your stable. Congratulations.
Good man, Michael. Much appreciated for